Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gosh Daniel podcast. Me and Bob here, we're just two lonely kids looking to do something cool with our lives, so we decided to create this awesome podcast.
The thing is that this is way too cheesy. I don't like it.
Well, that's just what you gotta do. This is our first podcast. You gotta be cheesy, and that's just gotta work, honestly.
I guess, you just have to deal with the cheese, guys. It's a thing.
Saying guys is cheesy, too.
Yeah, that's the worst part there. Yeah. So I'm not gonna mention that anybody... This is just a conversation that people are listening to. Okay, so I'm Bob, and that's Daniel Pham.
Yes. Ooh, P-H-A-M. Yeah, that's totally my last name.
I don't know why we started this, because it's sort of boring.
Well,
but
I
it's
think
easier
it's
than,
fun.
I don't know, making a video, because that would be
showing
a little
our
bit more
faces.
Difficult. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, anyways, yeah. Okay, maybe we should, like, keep it up, keep it going, so we're not wasting people's time. So, yes, podcast, we decided to create one, because we felt that it would be cool to give something out to the world of the internet and not have to show our faces. So we just, I don't know, we're gonna talk about all sorts of things, I guess, when it comes to movies, I don't know, cinematic entertainment of sorts, I guess in that region of things, and maybe we'll expand over time our, you know, where or the subjects we talk about, but I guess that's just kind of where we're aiming for right now. So, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just an excuse to do something, to have conversations about the sort of stuff. Because, let's see, I'm, like, all the way across the country from Daniel, and
this is
the easiest way to do it,
right?
Yeah.
okay,
so, yeah.
We're not in the same room right now.
We're not in the same room. Basically, what we're doing is we're using Google Voice, and then just recording our tracks separately, using Reaper, and then I guess I'm gonna combine and edit them and stuff like that. Daniel's sort of the art person, so he did the profile pictures and stuff like that, and most likely the theme song, if there is one. it's not exactly done yet as of recording, but yeah. Let's see. So what we're planning on talking about this week is... Well, I don't know if it's going to be weekly, really.
I don't know. We'll see, I guess. We're just kind of jumping into this, so...
Yeah, we haven't really done as much preparation as we probably could have.
But we have been careful. We don't want to rush into this.
At some point, you just need to record, I guess, so... So the idea for this weeks or months or... This episode, I guess, is basically franchising with movies. So it's, you know, whether they're making a sequel or a prequel or, you know, they're rebooting a franchise or a spin-off movie or a spin-off TV show or anything. Like, I don't know. Why can't they, I guess, come up with original ideas as much anymore? Because, like, anything owned by Disney is pretty much a reboot. Or a sequel, or, you know,
or a
franchise
like
that they bought for millions of dollars.
Or a story that was already, like, previously told or in some other form, you know, that's usually, you know, like Disney took it or something, you know, and made a movie out of it.
Yeah, that's true. That's pretty much just what they do. I mean, I guess Frozen was based off of a book, and there was, I don't know, there just isn't much coming out these days. Like, they've already cheapened some stuff by giving it too many sequels, you know, like... I was just thinking about Star Wars the other day, and it really is sort of cheapened already, because, I mean, when The Force Awakens came out, everybody was really excited, and already with Rogue One coming out the next year, and then Episode 8 coming out after that, and then the Han Solo movie after that, it already feels like I care less about a Star Wars movie coming out than I would have before, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And I really like the idea of Rogue One, and I bet it's a good movie, but just how many they're coming out with is
just kinda trying to, like, I mean, part of it is cool. It's like you kind of want to see all these stories come to live action, you know, in the cinema. But the other part of it is just kind of like, well, I mean, if you're just trying to squeeze out every last drop of, you know, this I guess, movie magic that you can make and, you know, create just for maybe more money or something like that is kind of annoying.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like, it's a situation in which it's great for the fan, but also it's, you know, it's cheapening it for everybody else, so.
Yeah. Also, another great example is, I'm just going to mention this once, Ice Age. You know, Ice Age, like, I actually really like the first movie, especially since it was a big part in my childhood. And I really liked that first movie, honestly. I thought it was a good, you know, cool first movie that wasn't made by Disney. That was animated, of course, sorry. But as they created the sequels, it was just like, okay, what are they doing here exactly? You know, it just got worse and worse. And the last thing they needed was a sequel for that movie, honestly. But, I mean, I guess they kind of got what they wanted because they just, you know, wanted to make more money, obviously, which any person wants to do, right? But it just got so tiring, and by the last, most recent one where they went and it was, space, and, I don't know, meteors, I don't know, it was just kind of like, why?
Well, yeah, I can see that. Anyways, I lumped together Ice Age with, like, Shrek and stuff like that, where, you know, they come out with an original idea. Well, maybe, I mean, for Ice Age, I didn't particularly care for the first one, or the second one, or the third one, or the fourth one, or any of them at all. But, I mean, for Shrek, the first one was good, and the second one was good, and then, you know, just the third one's boring, and then the fourth one, and that kind of thing, and they just keep going on, but it started off with something that's, yeah, I guess, semi-original.
Also, like, I don't know. I feel like Blue Sky, they're kind of, like, when it comes to making original things, I feel like they're pretty good, honestly. Like, they made Rio, which I liked a lot. I mean...
Well, I can see how you would like it. You are Brazilian.
Well, I mean, I liked Rio, honestly. It was an original idea. I mean, that was a little while ago when they came out with it. And then when they came out with the sequel, it was okay, I guess.
It didn't do well enough for them to make another one.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think I saw either bits of or the first Rio, and then I just immediately stopped watching them because I didn't like it, really,
yeah,
personally.
Yeah, the second Rio wasn't...
I don't come from, you know, living in Brazil and stuff like that, like you do. Hello, you know, can I whatever. I didn't like these last Olympics.
Let's walk down to the beach and have something at Copacabana, some coconut water.
Okay, well, just because you're half Brazilian doesn't mean that you can do
hello.
Do maybe it the accent perfectly,
Vomimbora,
but that's okay.
Brazil.
You speak English like it is your second language, so we have that.
I'm really bad with speaking, so sorry in advance. Anyways, yes, another thing that they made a sequel to that I really despised was Independence Day. I was so, like, mad when they came out with the trailer for Resurgence. I was just like...
Yeah, a lot of people weren't really... excited about that.
I was like, but it was weird because I was like mad almost. I was upset. I'm like, why? What are you doing? You couldn't even get Will Smith, so then why bother in the first place? And there's no reason to continue the story besides to just, I don't know, make more money.
Yeah, it was, they probably just saw success of, you know, like old movies sort of coming back. I guess maybe an example is like The Force Awakens. And, I mean, they probably started, you know, like, the idea for it a little bit before Force Awakens, but they probably saw the reception The Force Awakens was getting, or at least the idea of it and all that stuff.
But
probably just made a leap of faith thinking that would be a good idea, and that sort of thing is, I don't know, coming back, that having just a bunch of sequels that take place, like, a long time after. And, you know, the thing is, The Force Awakens did it, but people were still happy with it because, you know, it was... pretty well done and stuff like that, and the characters were interesting and new and whatever. It didn't seem like they were just trying to make money off of the original movie. They were just trying to continue the story a little bit more. I mean, obviously there's an aspect of wanting to make a ton of money because, you know, Disney just bought it for $4 billion or whatever, trying to make money. But yeah, I mean,
I do want to clarify
I don't think that they did it very well.
I do want to clarify, though, that In like with when it comes to our, you know, our opinions about this franchising and how Hollywood is kind of just repeating themselves and making reboots and sequels and it's just kind of getting annoying. There also is a factor of it where, like I don't want to be seen as ungrateful because I'm sure, you know, I guess, I don't know, like maybe, you know, earlier when maybe let's say, you know, Star Wars wasn't exactly being, you know, made, the movies were being, weren't being made. And, you know, curiosity when it comes to like, I want to see a new Star Wars movie, you know, and there was a really, you know, want for it. Right. So people are going to want to supply when it comes to like Star Wars and certain things like that. So, I mean, when it comes, even when, like, Marvel, right, in superhero movies and all that stuff, like, I kind of, for some things, there's definitely a positive to it. You know, there's an upside to a lot of things when it comes to franchising, like, creating a world. It's just such a cool idea when it comes to movies and things like that. But what we're trying to say is when you overdo it so much, when there isn't a need, there isn't a want, yeah. And the only reason why you're trying to make a sequel is because you want to make more money, or you're just, and it's not even like a good idea you have out on the table for a sequel or anything like that. That's what's getting annoying. Not the fact that they're, I mean, like, when it comes to, like, I want to see the next Marvel movie. I want to see the next Star Wars movies. Thankfully, Star Wars, I don't think, has gone down that path where they're making them and people are kind of losing their, you know, want for them, I guess. I mean, maybe it's not as
No, I don't think that'll happen, but I do think that people probably don't care as much when a new one comes out as they would have before, yeah, because of it. But at least, you know, so far, it hasn't really been like nobody cares at all. Yeah. But
so, you know, it's just, I mean, I'm totally grateful for some things about when they've done it right when it comes to franchising. I'm grateful for that. It's just when they do it wrong, it's kind of like, it's just kind of, you know, it gets annoying.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah, I mean, there's some things where, you know, some people like will start off a movie and then if it does well enough, they'll make another one. Mm-hmm. And then there are some people who, or some companies, I guess, that'll have an idea for, like, a trilogy, and then they'll make the trilogy, you know? Like, I don't think Peter Jackson would have been just like, okay, well, now the reception to the Fellowship of the Ring wasn't that good, so we're not gonna make the Two Towers. You know, it was obviously, I mean, I guess that example is based off of books, and they're just gonna make the entire thing. But, I mean, still, there's something to be said for, you know, going through with what you're originally going to do rather than just how to, I guess, make more money off of something that's not good. Uh-huh. The best example that I can think of right now of a movie where they just tried to make a sequel because it did well and had no idea at all was Miss Congeniality 2. I mean, they had, like, no idea what they were doing there, and it just seemed like such a bad idea. Did it even come out, like,
Miss Congeniality
in the theaters?
I don't know if it came out in the theaters. I mean, I've seen it, like, in the DVR, I guess, but I don't know, but, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's just such a bad idea.
I know.
But it's just, it's an example, like, they sort of compromised the character in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean, that's also another thing, too, that would be cool to add. It's like, when it comes to sequels too, when they kind of ruin the first movie, that's you know, like, you know, of course that makes sense. You kind of, yeah, are gonna get upset because when they do like a character arc like that kind of doesn't fit exactly. You just kind of want to forget that was a sequel, you know, and but you can't, mm-hmm, though now because it was kind of just, you know, it's there, which is kind of, you know, sad or annoying. It kind of ruins it for you. So
yeah,
that's another thing I guess with sequels and stuff like that, that kind of is just annoying.
Mm-hmm, I get that, yeah. It's, yeah, they'll do some stuff that will just try to fit the, like, they'll make a movie where they change the character to fit their idea of, like, a semi-okay slash crappy plot, and they'll just use that, and they'll, you know, change the original characters, and it's more like they're just marketing off of that movie and have a completely separate idea where they changed up all the characters and ruined them, mm-hmm, in order to do that. Mm-hmm. Now, that's, I mean, I don't know. I think people should just now read books and stuff because people don't really do that with books because people make an idea for a book and then they just continue that idea for a book and that's all. Like, I guess they'll come out with a trilogy, or they'll come out with however many they were going to make. And for the most part, they don't just... You don't see a lot of Hollywood sort of style, like, just milking it for all it's worth. Except for maybe J.K. Rowling, who... Like, I don't know. I just saw on Goodreads or something like that that she's coming out with 3 books this month or something like that that has to do with Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. She's just trying to get as much money as she can.
The Cursed Child. Let's see,
yeah, so she's coming out with... Okay, so one that's coming is Short Stories from Hogwarts of Power, Politics, and Pesky Poltergeists. And that's coming out on September 6th. Also on that day is coming out with a... maybe these are just ebooks or something like that, but, like, still... There are, like, 3 of them, you know. And it's not like it's a planned series that she was going to do from the original. When she wrote the first book, it had a reception. And then she obviously finished the series how she wanted to. And then years later, she tried to do the Force Awakens thing where you make an 8th book. And then, you know, you try to put in as much else as you can to get as much money while it's sort of come back and it's extremely popular.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's somebody's personal choice of what to do with their own, I guess, creative license or whatever. Like, it's somebody's choice, I guess. Somebody's choice to just take what they've created and this world that they've created and the characters that they've created and then sort of go beyond what you're originally going to do in order to make money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that what she writes is still very good, and it's not like she's sort of ruined the characters in order to make money or something like that and just market it under Harry Potter. I think she will still make something that is good, but I guess the fact still remains that, I don't know, depending on the reception, things will be made. And that's just business at some point. To some degree, it's just business, you know, where they'll just, you know, try to make money, and that's sort of what they're there for, so I guess that makes sense, but on the other hand, it's a little bit annoying that you can never really catch up with all of that at the same time. And that it sometimes just sucks.
Uh-huh. I was super, super confused because I was doing some research, actually. I do that. I was looking at The Cursed Child. I was so confused because she wrote that, right? Did she, because it was like a story from J.K. Rowling, and then it had a couple other names. I didn't know if she was the one person who wrote that or
so
not.
Basically, it seems like it was her idea for her book and everything, and then so from what I understand, she came up with the idea for the story, and then it's a play, so I guess she probably had, you know, there are other people who helped her adapt it into the play or change the story a little bit or something like that to make it fit better or whatever. But it was still, like, her story and her idea.
Yeah, because I know some people that were really confused that were, like, they were thinking it was another book, and then when they opened it up, they were like, why is this, like, all script-like? Why isn't it, like, a book? And so, you know, because I felt like that message wasn't really put across, you know, really well, and people were confused.
No, yeah, it was... Okay, so the play is only going on in London or something, or Europe, from what I understand, that you can't find it anywhere else. Mm-hmm. That the play is actually being performed, yeah. So you sort of need to buy the thing and read it yourself, but since, you know, the play's only going on in London, people who really, really care will, like, obviously have been following that, but other people... It's just they just see that it's an 8th book, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know. My guess is if Harry Potter wasn't popular, none of that would have come out anyways, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not that it's a horrible thing or something, but I don't know. The same can be said for, I mean, a lot of people. Like, obviously a publisher won't publish something if it continues to do really, really bad, right? Yeah, it's just business, but it is annoying for a lot of people when they have to keep seeing the same thing over and over again, and you want to see an original idea. I don't know, a lot of my favorite movies are movies that weren't just, like, some, like, sequel to a movie,
mm-hmm.
or a reboot, or anything like that. Usually they're the movies I end up liking, and that, you know, whatever, they end up being pretty original ideas. And that's actually one reason why I'm excited for Doctor Strange, is because it's not a character who they've made a bunch of movies at, and they're trying again now that the Marvel Cinematic Universe is popular and whatever. It seems like it's just so original enough, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That they're sort of giving it its own thing. And the same thing goes with Rogue One, because it's not like they've made a movie about that before, and people have been curious, and I think that these movies that are coming out, for the most part from Marvel and Disney, I mean, I guess really all just Disney, because it's coming from, I don't know, Marvel and Star Wars and stuff like that, those movies end up being good, but I wish that they would also come out with something original, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, back to what you were saying about, like, liking sequels and things like that, I mean, I totally understand that, because it's kind of hard, even when a sequel is good, let's just, you know, when it comes to franchises and stuff like that, I guess, like, specifically, let's say, Marvel, yeah. When it comes to, it's kind of hard, though, to say when a Marvel movie is your favorite movie, I guess, at least that's what happens for me, too, because it's, I don't know, when it's a sequel, you're kind of, you say that's your favorite movie, oh, but you have to watch the first one to actually understand what's going on, you know, like, when it's an original movie, it's easier to say that because it's less complicated, I guess. So, I kind of agree mm-hmm. when it's easier to say, you know, like, liking original movies, that to being able to actually, you know, saying that they're your favorite and recommending them, I guess, when it comes to, you know, giving your opinion about it being your favorite. So, I don't know, so.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I totally get that. I mean, obviously, one of my favorite movies is Empire Strikes Back.
Mm-hmm. Like a lot of other people, yeah.
But the beauty of that, well, yeah, I mean, it's a really good movie. But
it is.
That the beauty of the original trilogy is that, and I guess the same thing goes even with the prequels to some extent, is that, I mean, less so with the prequels, probably, but still more so than with The Force Awakens, that you get a full story. Like, my guess is that you'd probably have a little bit of questions if you watched Empire without having seen A New Hope, but not so much where, you know, with The Force Awakens, I came out of that movie and I was a little bit disappointed because it didn't feel like the original trilogy in that it had a solid story that was its own separate story to some extent, that even if it continued the plot of the overarching story, it was sort of all just, like, it seemed like they're giving you a third of a trilogy and not, like, its own movie that there were going to be sort of three of, which,
yeah, and
I mean,
like we're saying about franchising, that's exactly right, you know, because when they do that with a movie and they're already preparing for the sequel of it, when you're like, wait, whoa, we need to finish this movie, you know, like, mm-hmm. that goes for, you know, movies like that. It's, yeah, I totally agree with The Force Awakens. I liked it. I liked it a lot. But that's the thing.
Yeah.
They set it up so that it wouldn't be its own movie. That it would just.
And you need to now watch the other ones if you want to understand all of the story.
Or you need to wait for the sequel. And part of it is cool that they do that. But the other part of it is, I don't know, they shouldn't worry so much about whether I'm going to go see the sequel. You know, like how much of a cliffhanger they need to leave, or how much of a, you know, like, I guess they should just have a story, right? You know. And the biggest thing that they did in A New Hope, right, was, like, to lead on to a sequel was when, you know, Darth Vader didn't die exactly. You know, he's...
Yeah, I mean, they were keeping it open. Obviously, they didn't think it would be a success.
Exactly.
And that is an example of it being, you know, making enough money where George Lucas was like, yeah, let's make another one. But, I mean, it's... That was sort of a happy accident, really. Like, that... And to some extent, that is the exception to the rule, where they happen to make an even better movie. And, you know, obviously, at the end of that movie, there was sort of a loose end in that, like, Han was kidnapped or whatever, and put in carbonite, and that they need to get him back. And, the Empire obviously won that. But at the same time, that can still be its own story. Like, it isn't like you don't understand what happened. You don't understand, like, I guess with The Force Awakens, you're left wondering, you know, you're left with more questions than answers. You're left with, like, okay, who are Rey's parents? What actually happened to make Luke go away other than, you know, something that happened at the Jedi Academy or all the Jedi being killed? Who killed that? Who is Snoke? You're left with all this stuff that you don't get a full story without knowing the answers to that.
That's so true.
Whereas with Empire, you understand where you are in the universe, you understand what's going on, but there's just, you know, some plot that isn't, like, done yet, you know?
Maybe, yeah, so maybe that's a good standard, okay? If you're listening to this, and you're a high film movie maker person, listen to these boundaries.
And you care.
Yeah, listen to these boundaries, okay? If your movie, and you're wanting to make a franchise, right? If your first movie has more questions than answers in it, then you did it wrong, okay? That's a boundary to go by. I think that we've had a resolution to something that, you know, we finally led to something. But yeah, so...
Yeah. Yeah, basically... Don't make a movie where I need to watch the second one if I don't want to.
I mean, but yeah, but people, but the thing is though, like people, I feel like people in the movie business, they get scared almost, you know, maybe they're like, well, if I don't do this, then people won't want to see the sequel. And I don't know, part of me thinks that mindset is totally wrong. Like you should like do it the other way around where you actually have these set of answers and you have a good story and a good base to go by. And then, yeah, maybe you...
And if you're making a sequel... Make a good sequel. Don't just make a movie like a money maker.
Exactly.
That you advertise as a sequel.
Because if you have your priorities in order, yeah. If you have your priorities in order when it comes to making the movie, and you know not focusing on just money or just you know like then I feel like that's when you can overcome it. Overall, you can I guess.
Yeah, I mean it's obviously a business, so it's okay to make money at the business, and people shouldn't be upset about that. But you also want to make something good, and that's sort of the whole point. So if you're sacrificing making something good for making money, then you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, and it kind of upsets me when I'm just gonna use this for example, okay? I'm trying not to reveal any spoilers, but remember I was telling you about Suicide Squad when I saw it. I was kind of mad at DC in the end because I kind of just gave up there because you have all this possibility and all this thing, all these things, you know, like that you could do, but for me at least, and according to Rotten Tomatoes, they just kind of found a way to just completely mess it up, which was just so like angering and sad, right? But the thing is, it still made a good amount of money in the box office, you know, not as much money, you know, like, as it could have, but it made a good amount that they could actually continue with the DC, cinematic universe.
Yeah, same with Batman v Superman. Yeah. It made money. It just was the worst movie ever. And
but, yeah, so it made so much money in the box office, right? But that wasn't because they did a good job making the movie. I mean, I'm sorry, this is just my opinion here. I don't think that was because they did a good job making, you know, the movie. I think that was just because of the characters that they had. People are so desperately wanting to see characters in the cinematic, you know, in a cinematic format, that they were willing to just go see it. And, I mean,
yeah.
I totally feel for that.
They could make money off of something, I mean, like, despite it being bad and stuff, because it was advertising as part of a franchise. And if franchising is only a way to make money and not at all about making a good movie, then it's really just stupid. And I pretty much don't have any more time at all.
So we're
out of time. I'm sorry, I have to end it. And
this was good.
I guess that's good.